Band We Are Scientists with the song What You Want Is Gone from their album Quantifying Miles. I've played their songs before. I've been really enjoying their album. You should definitely check it out if you liked it. And before that was an Ottawa-based artist called Fan Club Wallet, all one word. Their website is really fun. If you want to check them out, I definitely suggest going to their website. And this is from their album Living While Dying, the name being taken from a random Tumblr post that they stumbled upon, wrote down the words, and then subsequently lost where they found it, and they're still trying to find where they saw it. And in an interview with Luna Collective, they describe how most of this album was written while going through some health problems that caused a lot of their songs to be based on feelings of isolation and pain and confusion when trying to understand what they were going through, which is really wonderful, and I really enjoyed the album as well. I've just scratched the surface of it, but the song I played for you guys was called Cottonmouth, but there's 10 more tracks for you guys to check it out, so if you go do that. It was released last year in October, only a few months ago, and I really enjoyed it. I hope you guys are enjoying the songs too so far. And up next will be a band from Brooklyn, New York called Frida Kill, describing themselves as a feminist four-piece punk band out of Brooklyn making noise about the dystopian nightmare we are currently stewing in. Their sound is equal parts post-punk revival, filthy garage rock, and experimental noise. Their music melds relatable grooves that point to a time when rock and roll was more visceral than cerebral. I'll be playing you guys the track The Crowd, Boat. This is from their album City Girl, and I really enjoyed it. Hope you guys do too. I'll be playing a bunch of more new metal and some punk. I got my favorite band coming up as well, Scowl, from their album Are We All Angels, and some other great tracks as well to lay you on the rest of the day. And if you want more metal than what I play on my show, which I usually don't play a lot, I've been playing a lot of punk lately, but today will be more metal. But if you want more than that, even more, you have a bunch of great shows here that serve all metal, all you want. But one of them here right now is the Metal Meltdown on Mondays at 8 p.m. I'm about to play you a little teaser trailer for what the show's about, what you can hope to listen to on it. And we'll get right into Free to Kill after this, so stay tuned.
Is that a normal part of your singing?
That's the way I've always sung. This is my song.
Are there subliminal duets?
Absolutely not.
The Metal Meltdown. A show that brings you melody-driven heavy metal from around the world. Melting your ears every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Turn around.
That was the band Bleed with their album of the same name, released last May, and that was the track Killing Time. They are a Dallas, Texas-based alternative metal band which are gaining speed. So their first official release from a record label, but they've made music before that, and I like this album a lot. It reminds me a lot of Deftones, which I really enjoy, which is really fun. Before that was the Brighton-based artist Cassiette, who I've been listening to a lot lately. From their album Sad Girl Mixtape was the song September Rain. I've listened to them a lot. Poppy and Nova Twins. I love Nova Twins. But that was Cassiette with the song September Rain. I hope you enjoyed it. And I have one song left for you guys from a local band. You might have heard of them, Spirit Box. It's from their 2021 album, Eternal Blue. And this is the song Halcyon from Victoria, BC. I hope you enjoyed today's show. I hope you have a great rest of your day. And I will see you next time right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Bye.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.